My name is Siebert Houston III. I live in Yulee, Florida. I'm a veteran. My father was a veteran of World War II. He was at Omaha Beach. And my great-grandfather is a veteran.
Siebert Houston III is normally outspoken on Confederate veteran issues. For example, representing the Save Southern Heritage Florida organization, he last year spoke against a bill to replace a Florida statue of a Confederate general in Washington, D.C. But this year, Newsom says he's advocating on behalf of all Florida veterans.
Monuments all over the state have been vandalized in the recent years. I have many pictures here of them being vandalized, causing thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. World War II monuments, my father's monuments vandalized. Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, even the 9/11 monument was vandalized. And the penalties right now for vandalizing these monuments is just a slap on the wrist.
And veteran Kelly Crocker agrees, saying just last month there were similar vandalisms in the Panhandle.
I'm a registered voter here in Leon County, Florida. A property owner, native Floridian, a veteran of the first Gulf War, and a life member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. There were about 20 gravestones damaged in Quincy in Gaston County, Florida. We've got to put the brakes on this.
That's why both Newsom and Crocker are in favor of a bill by Republican Representative Brad Drake to increase the penalties to deter vandals from defacing or damaging a veteran's memorial. Today, the minimum penalty vandals could face is a second-degree misdemeanor charge, and Drake says it doesn't make sense compared to penalties for other crimes.
Criminal mischief that damages a church, a public telephone, or sexually violent predator facility constitutes a third-degree felony. That's the current law. This bill, 529, makes it a third-degree felony to willfully and maliciously injure, damage, or deface a memorial which honors or commemorates a soldier, a military organization or unit, a first responder, or an astronaut.
Bottom line, Drake adds,
those that give their life for this country and pay the ultimate sacrifice, I think that they should be respected and that there should be more deference given to those than to a telephone booth.
And Winter Park Republican Representative Mike Miller says it's odd it's taken this long for this to happen.
It's an excellent bill. I'm surprised. You trespass on a commercial construction site is a third-degree felony, and yet we don't have that for people that gave the ultimate sacrifice. It just stunned me.
Drake's measure now has one more committee stop before it heads to the House floor. Meanwhile, its Senate companion by Sarasota Republican Greg Stube has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.